Yeah, man. The Yetzirah is so strong. The Yetzirah is so strong that it doesn't want us to really, really connect and relate to Elul and to Rosh Hashanah and to the Yomim Noraim. As we were just singing, Tshuva Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha, which means Hashem, return to me. And then V'nashuva, you go first. And then I'll go. It also says, Shuva Eli, you return to me, Vashuva Eleichem. Ani Lidodi, Vidodi Li. I'm to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So which one is it? That's why it's so confusing. What's confusing, or what the Yetzirah makes very confusing for all of us, is that he wants us to forget that it's a relationship. He wants us to forget that it's a relationship. Hashem is not a monster. Hashem is not a monster. Hashem is not a monster. It's a relationship. Nobody wants to have a relationship with a monster. I don't think you can have a relationship with a monster. How about I'll say even better, I'm not interested in having a relationship with a monster. I'm too scared. I'm too scared. And not scared as Yira. People say, oh, Yira. We have to learn what Yira is. We're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem. We'll learn at night. We learn Mesil Zisharim to learn what real, true Yira. Yira is Melashon Re'ia, is to see, is to have a relationship, to have a healthy boundaries. Yitzchak Avinu is Yira. It's boundaries. You need in every relationship, you need boundaries. It can't just be all quote-unquote love. That's what we struggle with. Is it all love? Or it's fear? Oh, but I thought it's all about fear. And I'll bring you proofs or my feelings or my history or whatever I went through in my Rosh Hashanah, what they told me in yeshiva, whatever it might be. But it is Yira. No, but it's all Ahava. So I went to Uman, it's all Ahava, but that doesn't make sense. But then I'm in yeshiva, and this yeshiva, and it's all this, and that doesn't make sense. So what's the answer? The answer is very, very, very simple. It's a simple answer. We're going to talk about how to achieve that. The answer is simple. The answer is it's a relationship. Your relationship with Hashem is a relationship. No different than your relationship with your father. Actually very similar to your relationship with your father, for good and for bad. That's not a conversation for now. That's a no mic Monday conversation, which Amir Tashem will have, but that's a little bit of a foreshadowing that a person's whole relationship with God, with Hashem, is very, very connected to his relationship with his father, for whether you like it or not, again, to be continued on that. But it's a relationship, a husband and a wife, a chassan and a kala. an av, a father and a son, brothers, ani ledoidi, vedoidi li, a friend. As the Ramchal says straight out, Nesil Sharm says straight out, the first step to Yira, the first step to realize there's a God, to realize to have a relationship with Hashem, is that He's your friend. It's not a new wave 2026 pshat because we can't handle it. Because we're this type of generation. Give me a break. Generation, shmeneration. This is in Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'nashuva Chadei Shemeinu Kekedem is a pasuk in Eicha. Jeremiah the prophet. Yirmiyahu Anavi. It's a relationship. It's not a new wave concept of Yiddishkeit, that it's a relationship. But what's the problem? Here it is. Like I said, the answer is simple. How to get there might be a little bit something that we have to work on. Because I might not know how to have good relationships. I might struggle with my relationships. I might have transference. You guys know what transference is. You got to know what transference is. Transference is pashut. Transference is that when you have certain experiences from childhood, you would transfer those relationships that you have as a child to all, just simple pshat and transference. You have, we'll go to the father again, to the father-son. You have this terrible relationship, let's say, with your father. You will transfer onto many males, older males. You had a tough older brother who bullied you. You had a situation with an older male adult who did something to you. So you will transfer all of that onto all male authority figures. Either you will repeat that, or you will people please. You will desire that relationship. You will want that relationship. There is an aspect of codependence in your relationship with Hashem. I have to please Him. If I don't please Hashem, off with my head. Chas v'shalom. That's not a relationship. I mean, it is sort of a relationship, but I don't know who's signing up for that relationship. I don't know if that's a relationship. You could be medayik to say that's also a relationship. And whatever raya you're going to bring, but he's the melech, there is yira, okay, there's what to talk about. But the first step, if there's one thing you get from this conversation, one thing, that Elul, ani l'doidi v'doidi li Rosh Hashanah, and trust me, been there, done that, I don't want to say longer than everybody else to sound like, longer than everybody else, but yes, it's confusing for myself as well, and I have to remind myself, and I need to dig within myself to really realize where am I with Hashem and where is Hashem with me. As it says, Shuva Elai v'Shuva Aleichem. Listen to this. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Lekecha, Mashal LeBen Melech, Shayarachok Ma'aviv Mahalech Me'ayoyim. The son is far from his father, 100-day traveling. Amru Lo Yahavav, Chazar Etzel Avicha, go back home. Go back to your father. You're far from your father. Listen to this. This is, mwah. This is what he says. I'm far from my father. I want to go 100 miles from my father. Amar Lehem. What does he say? Eini Yachol. He says, I can't. It's too hard for me. Shalach Aviv V'Amar Loi. Halech Masha Ta Yachol Afi Koychacha. This is my father. The father says, don't worry about it. You can't make it 100 miles. Do as best as you can. Take as many steps as you can. Va'ani ba etzlecha. And I will come to you. Bishar haderach. Kach omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to Hashem says to each and every one of us. Shuvu elai v'shuvu aleichem. Hashem says, don't worry about it. Hashiveinu, like we just sang, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. Hashem, we need you to come to us. I need you to show me your love. I need you to show me your love. A relationship is a ani l'doy. Why don't we say Elul is just El? What do you say Elul? Elul, El. Ani l'doydi, what's v'doydi li? When it says, I am for my beloved, and my beloved is for me as well. Because that's what a relationship is. A relationship goes two ways. And the most important thing for each and every one of us to do, that I could suggest and share with everybody, is that if you want to connect to Elul, you want to connect to Rosh Hashanah, you want to connect to Yom Kippur, and yes, it's a very, very heavy, heavy, heavy time. You know why it's a heavy time? It's not a heavy time because you better go to Daven, because you better change your ways, because you better, otherwise you're in trouble. You know who that's for? You know who talks like that? You talk to a little child, a little kid like that. That's not a mature relationship. A mature relationship is, I wanna get to know you. I wanna become closer with you. This is the time where we can get closer to Hashem. This is a time where we can learn Hashem. This is a time where we can build our entire year. That's why it's such a heavy time. It's not a heavy time because you better do something, otherwise you're in trouble. It's a heavy, heavy time because it's a time where Hashem, the Melech Hashem, we blow the shofar every morning. Why do we blow the shofar? For what? To say the king is on his way. My father is on his way. My beloved is on his way. You know what Hashem can do for each and every one of us? What Hashem can do for each and every one of us is whatever dreams, like we spoke yesterday, whatever dreams that you're dreaming, first of all, he can help you learn how to dream again. You can say, Hashem, I want to learn how to dream again. I want to learn how to dream. Help me with that. It's called the Yemei Ratzon. Hashem is Haroitza B'tshuva. All he wants is one thing. We were just singing also. I remember a few years ago, we were singing in the dining room Friday night, and Moshe Kaler said, I'll never forget this, where it says, I can't do this without you. And Pashat Pshat, I always learn, I can't do this without you. Hashem, I can't do this without you. We're in this together. Don't leave me on my own. Hashem, don't leave me on my own. So he said, Pshat, I don't know where it's, I never looked into exactly the Pshat. He says, no, he heard from someone, or someone said the Pshat is that it's Hashem talking. I can. Well, it's Azusha sings it, right? But I'm saying it's a quote from a Zohar. It's a quote from a Zohar, but who's talking? I can. Right, but I'm saying that concept of that's what it means. I can't do this without you is talking about Hashem saying that I can't do my world without us. We're in this together. Is Hashem talking to us? So wait, is it Hashem talking to us, or is it me talking to Hashem? What's the answer? Yes. It's both. Yes, it's both. Because Hashem can't do this without me, and I can't do this without Hashem. And to ask yourself, really, Elul, and this time is to ask yourself, so which one, where's the balance over here? Is Hashem the one giving so much to me, and I'm not giving so much to Him? Am I giving so much to Him, and I feel He's not giving so much to me? Oh, but you can't say that. You shouldn't ask that. What do you mean you shouldn't ask that? What is that? I don't understand what that, that's how I feel. If you feel that Hashem in my relationship is not giving me what I need, so what type of relationship is that? Hashem, I love you. You're my Father. You're my God. You created me. I feel forsaken from you. I feel that you hurt me. I feel that you've done this to me. Can you please have better energy coming this way? Please. And you could also say, you know what? You know what? How have I been in my relationship with Hashem? What are the mitzvahs? What are 613 mitzvahs? 613 mitzvahs are what? Are what? Are connectors. The Zohar says that a mitzvah is a connector. What does it mean? It means, what could you do? Could you do something for me? I'd like you to please do this for me. I'd like you to please put on tefillin for me. I'd like you to please go ahead and don't steal. I'd like you to keep Shabbos. I'd like you to do that. A person could say, okay, I want to talk to you. Can we talk about it? God willing, you'll get married. Your wife's going to say, depends on what your love language is. If it's hard for you to do acts of service, your wife's love language, primary love language probably will be acts of service. If you're primary love, if your lowest thing of is buying gifts, her highest probably will be to get her gifts. That's the way Hashem, just like the air conditioner, if you like it cold in the room, guaranteed she'll like it a little bit warmer, and vice versa. Doesn't matter what it says on the resume, that's the way it works. Once you're married, that's the way it works. But what is that? Why? Why does Hashem make it so complicated? You know why he makes it so complicated? Because he wants us to learn how to develop a relationship. And when I'm able to learn how to say, I'd like it a little bit colder in the room, are you okay with that? And your wife says, no, I'm not okay with that. It's going to stay warm in the room. What are you going to do then? What? What are you going to do? So, right? So, everybody knows that potch, right? Yeah, exactly. That'll last. That'll last. That'll last very short. But all joking aside, to every joke there's a bit of truth. To every joke there's a bit of truth. Every joke there's a bit of truth. And my relationship with Hashem, I just want to tell everybody, your relationship with Hashem, your relationship with your father, with your mother, with your friends, with your Rebbe, specifically with authority, with Rebbeim, with Judaism, your relationship with your mother, which is also a No Mic Monday, your relationship with your brothers, with your family, and of course, this is the deepest. What? Just go, say it, Shlomo. Yourself. You know why? You know why? Because your relationship with yourself, the way you relate to yourself and the way you talk to yourself, your self-compassion or your lack of self-compassion. I think Rabbi Blumberg was saying the other day, first of all, how amazing is it to have Rabbi Blumberg here? I just go with the flow, Rob. I just go with the flow. I just go with what's there. There's no, just love having you here. It's incredible. Like Rabbi Blumberg was saying the other day from one of the tzaddikim, that it's about forgiving. We'll get to it on Yom Kippur. We'll talk. Mirtz Hashem. Those who remember, we'll sit together Yom Kippur night and we'll talk. And we'll talk about forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. The biggest forgiveness, the biggest relationship that, we spoke about this the other day as well, the hardest relationship, and the relationship is that one with oneself. Is how do I talk to myself? How do I care for myself? What do I do for myself? What do I do for myself? As your brother, Yisrael, Tzvi, I've quoted this many, many times. Probably you've heard this from me. Sin. Sin. Aveir, you've heard this? Sin is Rasha Tevis from your brother, from Tzvi. Someone I'm not. Sin is someone I am not. That's what a sin is. What does that mean? A sin. What does that Aveira mean? And Aveira means that I'm like just a little bit, I'm over, it's actually not a sin. It's like a Christian concept. I'm a sinner. I did sins. And Aveira is that I'm like, I'm not on straight. Chet means you're off the mark. I'm off the mark. I'm not being me. I'm not being true to me. I'm not being open. In relationships, I want to say one of the biggest thing in any relationship is to be open with the other person. To be open that I'm feeling. Yosef Barzilai was standing here that first day of 6 months of being clean. And he stood up and he says, one of the greatest things is to be honest, to be open, to share, to say, please don't do this. When you do this, it hurts my feelings. Hashem is the same. Hashem, please, I need you to show me more love. And am I showing Hashem love? How do I show Hashem my love? How do I show Hashem what it is that I bring to the table? What's the ani ledodi and what's the dodi li? That's the entire Elul. That's the entire Rosh Hashanah. Hashem can't do this without us. And we can't do this without Him. It's a partnership. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a partnership. Vayechulu Hashamayim. It's the Jewish people proclaiming. It's the Jewish people proclaiming and going into a partnership. We, the Jewish people, it says when they... Why is anti-Semitism such a terrible thing? Because Chazal say when they hate us... Chazal, I didn't make this up. Chazal say when they hate the Jews, that is how they say they hate God. Because we are the people who represent Hashem. We are the people who scream, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. We are the ones who every day, we are the ones who tie our shoes one way, this way. I don't have to go into the all halachas, the way each Jew lives. When we proclaim Vayichulu Hashamayim Vaaretz, when we say Hashem created the world and I'm a partner with Hashem, we are partners with Hashem. I'm a partner with Hashem. It's not, oh, you're bad. I better make sure I'm good for Elul, and I better make sure that I'm okay. That's not a mature relationship. A mature relationship is, let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Why do they say chesben anefesh? Why do they say chesben anefesh? Make a chesben anefesh during Elul. Make a chesben. What does that mean? Think about, what are the things that I need to improve? By the way, guys, Aaron Burton, AB's back. How amazing. I don't want to say, like, I can't wait, because it's like comparisons, the thief of joy, to read, like, Friday night, that Friday night, just dancing together, dancing, and Aaron doing your thing. Okay, no pressure for Friday night. My mamish, that I think I'll remember that for the rest of my life. Mamish, relationships, guys, relationships. Everyone says, oh, in this yeshiva, we talk about marriage, 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 marriage. The answer is, someone could say it for me. Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. What? What? Yeah, right? Yes, we do. You know why we talk about marriage? You know why marriage is the highest and the most incredible, the most unbelievable relationship in the world, and it's the best relationship in the world. And I'm going to end off with this. I'm going to end off with this. It's the best, best relationship in the world. I'm going to end off with this. And for those who've heard this, I can't say this enough times. I have good news and I have bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news first. I'm going to end off with this. I have good news and bad news. Starting off with the bad news. The bad news is, go Momo, you can tell them. The bad news is, this way I'm not the bearer of the bad news. The bad news is, you're going to have a terrible marriage. You're going to connect, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure why we're clapping for that, but you're going to have a terrible marriage. You're going to continue giving into your stupidities and your foolishness, and you're going to continue on the pattern of who. Marriage is beautiful, but it does not fix your problems. It can help in a lot of ways. People need love. It can give you love. Sometimes it's harder than you think. But the bad news is that assume it's not going to go so well. Assume that you're not going to have, because that's the pattern. Think of statistics. I think 5 out of 10 basically people get divorced. And of those 5 who stay married, how many have great marriages? I don't know. But the statistics and the chances are low. That's the bad news. The good news is you're not married. The good news is you're not married for 10 years or 20 years and 30 years or 40 years. If Rabbi Lazarus was here, I'd say, and almost close to 60 years, 58 years. And he's been in this shir with this. And I can tell you one thing. I give a shalom by a shir once a week to the Chevra Bli Ayin Hara. It's a very popular shir. And I give it for 15 minutes a week, sometimes men only, because it's different conversations sometimes to men only. It's like a no-mic Monday a little bit. And then the other times, it's a shir for couples. Baruch Shem, Kenai Nahar, we have a lot of chevra who join. And one of the most important things I say is that if you're not going to work you, if you're not going to work on yourself, you're not going to work within, you're not going to really focus within, then the chances are you're not going to have such a great marriage. It's very difficult to have a great marriage. Because why? Because it's a relationship. And the natural thing of relationships... Did I miss something? I feel like I missed a point. The natural thing of a relationship is that we need to give it attention. What? That we... This is the good news. The good news, thank you, Akiva. The good news is Akiva's going to be a great husband. I'll tell you why, Akiva, I know, is going to be a great husband. He's going to be a great husband because when you work on yourself and you're serious, as I say many times and not enough, Hashem, Avigdor, you'll help me with this. Hashem, God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I can't change. The courage and humility, I added that, to change the people who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. There's only one person that maybe I can change, and that is myself. And when I focus on myself, and that's what this yeshiva is about, that's what we're doing right now here this year. What am I doing? I'm looking in to say, Hashem, how can I be a better son to you? Hashem, how could I be a better friend? However you're going to look at yourself with Hashem. And you know what you could say as well? Hashem, we got to talk about your relationship with me as well. Let's talk about your relationship with me as well. Because that's as important of a conversation as how I'm doing with Hashem, is how do I feel that Hashem is doing with me? Don't ignore that. Don't bypass that. Don't bypass how you feel that Hashem is with you. That's where we get stuck. That's where the Yetzer Hara gets each and every one of us when it comes to Elul and Rosh Hashanah. He says, okay, let's bypass the whole thing. Let's make it through. I don't want to have this conversation. Let's just like skip over it. Because those are difficult conversations to have. It's very difficult to have a conversation and to say, I am hurt from you. It's also a very difficult conversation to say, I'm so thankful to you. It's a very difficult conversation to sometimes say, I'm wrong. What I did was wrong. It's a very difficult conversation to say, you know what? At the end of the day, you know what? Maybe I could do a little bit better. Maybe I could be a little bit more sensitive. Maybe it is a little bit on me. That could also be a difficult conversation. Quick halacha, if you see a tzaddik doing what might seem like an avera, and I will challenge anyone on this, and I'll tell you what, that I hold that everybody here is a tzaddik, because there's dinim of tzaddikim, beninim, and rishayim. For sure, nobody here is a Rasha, that for sure, I have no doubt. I don't think you know a Rasha, and I would guess, and I would vouch that everybody's a tzaddik. And I'm not saying that to sound cute. If anybody wants to challenge me that on a one-on-one, I would love to have that conversation. Aaron, you for sure are a tzaddik. What are you talking about? You're a tzaddik. You say what? You know what? Okay. No, they're not all Rishayim. That's not true. So like this. If you see a tzaddik doing what might seem like an avera, we judge l'kaf zchus, even if it appears more likely that he was doing something wrong. What do you think? Either it was pikuach nefesh, he went into a car on Shabbos because he felt symptoms of a heart attack. He wasn't aware that what he was doing was an avera, or he thought that this mitzvah was a chumrah. You could also assume, this is one of my favorites, ready for this one? You see someone do an avera, I love this one. Assume the next second he already felt bad about it and did tshuva. Because you never know what's in somebody's heart. So you see someone doing something wrong, right away he probably is like, ah, I feel bad that I did that. And therefore he's good to go. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Light up tomorrow with today. Thank you, everyone.